Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf. We are holding at the two dots, which are about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. In the Mishnah we learned that HaKoyel K'sherin L'Kreisa Samegillah, anybody can read the Megillah and be Moitzi the Rabbim, except for the following three. Chutz Mecheresh, Shoyte V'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed regarding the Katan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshe B'Katan. Since we're speaking about a Katan who is Higia L'Chinuch, he has reached the age of training, he is Chayev to do mitzvahs mid Rabbanon. And keep in mind, even for a Gadol, mitzvahs Megillah is only mid Rabbanon. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, there should be no problem for a Katan to read the Megillah on behalf of a Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove my point with a personal story. Katan Yisi. I recall when I personally was a Katan, V'karisiyah l'mala, and I read the Megillah on Purim, standing higher, standing above, meaning on the bima. Rabbi Tarfon, V'zkenim balud. And they were listening to me. They were being yaitze through my Kriyas HaMegillah. At least, that's what he thought. Amr Lloyd HaChacham respond, Ein mibin rayim na katan. One cannot prove anything from testimony offered by a katan. This happened when you were a katan. You can't prove anything from that. The Mefarshim add, you know, perhaps they were just listening to you out of politeness. But they were personally yaitze elsewhere. So this doesn't prove anything. We have another Braisa, Tanya, Omar Rebbe. Rebbe also holds like Rebbe Yehuda, that a katan is kasha to read the Megillah. And he says, look, I have a personal story as well to prove this point. Katan Yisi, I recall when I was a youngster, V'karisiyah l'mala Rebbe Yehuda. I read the Megillah on Purim in front of Rebbe Yehuda. Apparently it works. One second. Rebbe Yehuda himself is certainly a mater. What's the raya from the stories? The Mefarshim explain. True. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it works. But the fact is, most of the Chacham disagree. So typically, you say, Yochet v'Rabim, you follow the Rabim. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda took the liberty, so to speak, to actually carry out this halacha and allow a katan to read, this proves something. This proves that it has credence. It's a correct shita. Amr Loi, but Chacham responded, no. Nevertheless, Ein Mevin Rayim Na Mater. You're proving from who? Rabbi Yehuda? Sure, he holds that it's kosher. But the Chacham disagree, and we have to follow the Rabbi. Asks the Gemara, Relay. Why can't the Chacham just respond to Rabbi in a most simple manner? Ein Mevin Rayim Na Katan. You're recalling something that happened when you were a youngster. Doesn't prove anything. Why did they have to add this point that Rabbi Yehuda is the matter? You don't need that additional argument. Chada v'oid ka'amar. Actually, there are two reasons. Chada, one more simple, v'oid ka'amar. In addition to the simple reason, we have the second reason. Number one, chada, the katan yisa. Right off the bat, your katan doesn't have nemanos. V'oid, on top of that, afilu gadol ha'yisa, even if you were a gadol at that time, and you were relating something that happened when you were a gadol, Ein mivin rayim na matir. You can't prove anything from Yehuda. He's the matir. He stuck to his opinion. But the Chacham stuck to theirs. They're chaylik on him. They didn't concede to him. And therefore you cannot have a katan read the Megillah. Now Tosis, which is actually on the few Testament base, Dira Masal, read the Machshir, elaborates on this Gemara. What is the reason for Shitas Chachamim? We already explained that we're speaking about a katan Higia L'Chinuch, he's chayev to do mitzvahs mid Rabbanon. And keep in mind, Kriyas HaMegillah per se is only mitzvah mid Rabbanon to begin with. So why can't a katan who has a chiyev mid Rabbanon be mitzi a gadol in his chiyev mid Rabbanon? Tosis offers a novel chiddush. He says a difference between one Rabbanon and a double Rabbanon. Sure, the chiv of a gadol in Mikra Megillah is only with the Rabbanon. That's a single Rabbanon. When a katan reads the Megillah, He's involving himself in a double dip de Rabbanon, a double deck of the Rabbanon. Number one, he's only chayiv a mitzvah, it's midrabbanon. Any mitzvah. For him, it's only the Rabbanon. But he has a double handicap. We're speaking about a mitzvah de Rabbanon on top of that. It's only Megillah, which is the Rabbanon. So he's engaged in a double mitzvah de Rabbanon, two deficiencies. And therefore, he cannot be mitzi, a gadol, a mikra Megillah, which is only a single de Rabbanon. So that's the svara of the Shitas Chachamim. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to that. He says, look, this is the Rabbanon, that's the Rabbanon. Whether it's one or two, it doesn't matter. So since the Katan is Chayiv the Rabbanon, he can be Maitzi, anybody, with their mitzvahs, mikra, megillah, which is also a midrabbanon. Continues the Mishnah. We're going to have a list of things, of mitzvahs, that can only take place during daytime. In Kurnes a Megillah. Reading the Megillah is only by day. V'loi Malan, nor can you do mitzvah smila, unless it's daytime. V'loi Toivlin, one who is tummy, and it's his seventh day, he's a Zav, he's a Tmei Meis. He can't do it at night, the previous night, going into the seventh, although the night is sort of the initiation of the next day. But you need day, you need daylight, actual yom. V'loi Mazen, Rashi learns, the Hazav of the Paraduma water can only take place by day. This is an Isha who's passed her 7 Yimei Nida. She enters her Yimei Ziva, in which case if she has a Re'iyas Dam one day, she has to keep one day clean, corresponding to the day of the Dam. Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. And then she can be Tevel on that second day. Lo Titbol Ashetonet Achama. She must wait until daybreak, until sunrise, to be Tevel. So in all these cases, Megillah, Tvila, he has to wait until Neitzacham. However, V'kulan she'asu m'sha'ala amudah shachar kasher. In all these cases, if they went through this procedure, after Aleis HaShachar, after dawn, even prior to sunrise, olo l'chatchila, it shouldn't be done, but b'di'evet it works. Let's go over to Rashi, around 10-12 lines up. Masnisna, v'loy tevlin. He's a Zav, he has to wait 7 days and then be Tevel. A Tmei Meis as well. We do not say, as soon as nightfall, prior to the seventh day arrives, he's ready for Tevilah. You don't say that. You have to wait until the next morning. Although, typically, Laila is considered the initiation of the next day. In these cases, you need actual daylight. But of course, as Rashi points out, we don't mean Dafka day 7 as opposed to day 8. Dafka day 7 as opposed to 7 at night, the following night. No, you can do it then too. Aval mishavar hayoyim muta litva balayla. B'gemar yalfa l'kul. So at a minimum, you have to have arrived at day 7, daytime of day 7. But that's only the starting point. If you haven't been tevel then, according to some shittas, tevilah bezman mitzvah. Okay, if you missed that opportunity, you can do it the following night, etc. V'chein shemer shem keneged yom, b'gemar mefarish, ma'ishna denachat l'ho suban penavshi. Why would the Mishnah add this additional variation of a tummy? Ha'tanu le'in tevlin. It would be included in the words e'loi tevlin. The Gemara explains. So in all these cases, you wait until neitzacham. She'yetzim esavek laila, in which case you're out of any uncertainty. You see the sun. You know it's daytime. V'chulin she'asa, but in all cases, if they did it after Aleis HaShachar, it works. Why? Aleis HaShachar yimamu, technically, starting from dawn, that's considered daytime. Aval afi she'en ha'kol b'kiyin boy, shrichan l'hamten adonai tzachama. So according to Rashi, the reason why we advise you to wait till neitzacham, until sunrise, is because not everybody's an expert. It can lead to confusion. Has the dawn broke or not? We're not sure. It's not a clear sign. Not everybody's bucking. Therefore, we advise you to wait until Netzachama. But technically, Api Halacha, daytime begins from Aleis HaShachar and you Yetzir. in all these cases. The Rabbeinu Yoim in Brachos disagrees. He learns that the Iker Yoim, halachically, the Iker Tchilas HaYoim is Netzach HaMa, when you have the presence of the sun, which creates day. The Gemara in Talmud actually refers to the sun as Yoim, Keneged HaYoim. Sun creates day. Sun represents day. And that's why L'chatchila, you have to wait until Netzach HaMa, when you have the presence of the Yoim, of the sun. But for the Eved, even though it's a shachar somewhat related to daytime and your yetzeh as well. So even though you don't have the actual sun there, but you have the light of the sun, which has already arrived. Says the Gemara Min Olam, how do we know Megillah is only b'yayim? Dama krova, yama mehela nisgar menasim. So these days are meant to be remembered through the kriyas Megillah, hayamim hayla, during daytime. B'yayim in b'layla, during day, but not during night. What do you mean? Lema t'yavet hufter of Shimon Levi. If so, there's going to be a kasha. Or of Shimon Levi. Dom of Shimon Levi. Chai yavadam l'kirsa Megillah b'layla. Shinoise b'yayim. We learned this back in Avdalad. We read Megillah twice. Once at night, once by day. And here we say, you only read by day? Kikton yad yayim. When the Mishnah speaks about Megillah taking place after Netzach HaMa, that's a daytime recital. In addition, of course, in addition to the nighttime Kriyas HaMegillah. B'loy Molen, Mila takes place only during daytime. D'chsiv, u'bayayim hashmina yimol b'sar alasa. Asks Tesis Akasha, if Mila is limited to daytime, then why in Kiddushin does the Gemara have to bring a pasuk that an Isha's not chayiv to mal her son? Why do you need a pasuk for that? If mitzvah smila is limited to daytime, that's considered a time-related mitzvah. Mitzvah seishas man groma, which in any case an isha is potter from. Answers Tosfos in the second teretz. Perhaps the Gemara there is speaking about mila sheloi bezmana. So sure, the eighth day mila takes place by day. But once it's past the eighth day, perhaps you can do it whether it's daytime or nighttime, there's such a shita. In which case it's no longer a time-related mitzvah. It takes place any time, 24 hours a day. Perhaps an Isha is included, and that's why we need a pasuk. Then Isha is exempt from applying Mila to her son, even if it's Shalei Bezman. It's a chiv, it's an obligation on the father, not on the mother. It says the Gemara, V'loi tov v'loi mazen. Why? D'chsiv v'hiza hatar al atame. Bayei mashvi. So the hazoah of the Eifer Paraduma takes place during daytime only. V'iskash tefila l'hazoya. And the pasuk includes Varachas Bamayim, that is Tvila, connected to Hazoya. Hazoya by day and Tvila by day. V'chein shemir Hashem connected Yoyim, loisit balter tana tzachama. This Isha experienced a Re'iyah. She has to wait until the next morning to be Tevil. Pshita, of course. Why would it be different than the other individuals that are Tevil, Dafka by day? Ma'ishna shemir Hashem connected Yoyim, mikol chayav tefilas. Why does the Mishnah have to single it out and spell it out? Isn't it included in the other chayav tefilas, who can only be tevil by day? Istrich, there is a reason to mention it here. There is a chiddush, sakad adachamina, perhaps I would say. Tihavi kiri'ir rishayna shalzov. Perhaps when the isha has a ri'as dam, one experience of dam, during these yimei ziva. So again, we're speaking that she's passed her Yimei Nida. She enters the 11 Yimei Ziva, which means that during those 11 days, if she experiences Dam, they are considered Ziva, so those are potential Yimei Ziva. She sees only one day. She doesn't yet have all the Chumrois of counting 7 clean days, etc. All she needs to do is wait till the next morning and be Tayv. So perhaps it's a lighter form of Tumah, it's a less severe experience. It's merely like the Re'iya Rishayna Shel Zav. Like a man who has one experience of Ziva. It's not considered too severe. U'Re'iya Rishayna Shel Zav Iskesh L'Bal Keri. We find that the Pasuk connects the fellow who saw the Ziva to the fellow who had a Keri experience. Slightly different type of emission, but very similar in Halacha. D'chsiv Zayis Teiras HaZav So we find that the pasuk kind of connects the one-time zav experience to the keri experience, and therefore we would say ma bal keri tevel b'yayim, just as bal keri, as soon as he decides to be tevel, he can be tevel. He doesn't have to wait until the next day, right? A man experiences keri, he runs straight to the mikveh. Hi nami lit bal b'yayim. So perhaps this isha as well, she'll be tevel right on the day of Re'iyah. She doesn't have to wait until the next day. Just as we find by Balkeri can do so, a Zav who has only one Re'iyah can do so, perhaps an isha as well. She has one dam experience, go straight to the mikvah. No need to wait till the next morning. V'habi mamalei matzei tavla, but certainly by the isha, that's not the case. She can't be tevel on the day of the experience. Why? Dechsev kol yimei zoiva. Whenever she has a ziva experience, we treat it somewhat like a nida. K'mishkav nidasa yila. We treat it somewhat like a nida. And the Gemara in Nida Dafayin Gimel discusses this in great length, that we learn from here that the isha has to wait until the next morning. The isha has to have one clean day, so to speak, to undo her experience. So she can't be tevel today, that's for sure. But maybe tonight's fine. But laila mia belelia mias le'avad mikzas shimur v'titbol. Perhaps waiting until tonight, where she gets to the beginning of the next day, mikzas shimur. Although it's not a complete day of shimur, but perhaps nighttime already accomplishes something. She's already entered into the next day without an experience. She's already experiencing somewhat of a clean experience. The mikzas hayayim, or in this case, the mikzas halayla, should give her what she needs, v'titpol, and allow it to be tevel right then and there. So again, a bal keri sees the keri, jumps into the mikveh today. Same thing with a zav. But this issue is a zava. Clearly can't do that. We learn from a pasuk. She has to wait, get past this day. Perhaps once she enters someone to the following day, even if it's just nighttime, that's enough. The chiddush of the Mishnah is no. And that's what the Mishnah mentions, this case of Shemiras Yom Kenegad Yom separate from the others. Because here, she has to wait until the next day. And that's a chiddush that we don't find by the man. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, it doesn't work. You have to wait until the next morning. Even the Baya Sphira, we learn from Psukim, that she has to have something called counting. She has to count a clean day. She has to have a clean experience. And Sfira b'yimamehi, and the chiddush is that just like the Isha, who's a full-fledged Zava, she had three dumb experiences, she has to count seven clean days. And we learned that from a pasuk. It needs to be seven clean days, v'safra la shivas yamim, as Rashi explains, here as well. The fact that she has to wait until the next day, it's sort of a micro-experience of Sfira shiva nekiyim. She has to count one clean day. A clean day. So she has to enter into the next morning to experience part of that day, the Tahara, and then she can be Taifa. Says Rashi on top, Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush is, Kivan Dahai Echad Echad Mishm Sfiri. We require a clean day that corresponds, that parallels the Yom Atuma, and that's connected to the concept of Sfira. Kedugmas Shiva. Kol Sfira Diyimami, Chsiv V'Safal Shivas Yamim. Therefore we connect it to Sfira Shiva Nekim, which is a counting of 7 days here as well. She has to go into the next day to at least have one counted day. And then she could be Tevel. So Mishnah concludes that although Lichat Chila, Netzachama, is a trigger point for all these mitzvahs, but V'Kulan She'asam She'olam Adashachar Kasher, if you don't wait until it's a Cham, you do it starting from dawn, starting from Muda Shachar, it works. Says the Gemara Menahan Nemili, how would we know that daytime starts at Muda Shachar? Perhaps you have to wait until the sun is visible. Amar Rava, Damakru. Vayikra Lekim Lo'oir Yoyim. By Sheshit Mebereshit, Hashem calls out, Lo'oir Yoyim. Velachay Shechkar Laila. and we learn that he was calling Lemeiruba. He was calling out to the arriving light. Kurayim. He labeled the day. Vayikra Lakim Le'er. The arriving light. Hashem gave the name, the label. He classified it as Yom. Which means, even prior to sunrise, just the light on its own, the developing light, the arriving light, is already considered Yom. Elamiata, if that's the case, what about V'lachoshech Kara Laila? Are you going to say the same there? L'machshech Uba Kara Laila? The onset of darkness, the arriving Choshech. Once it starts getting dark, meaning after Shkia Sechama, when the sun is no longer visible, and darkness is slowly descending upon us. Kara Laila? Is that already considered nighttime? But it's not true. How can we learn? We know for a fact, L'halacha, until you actually see those twinkling stars, love Lailahu, it's not considered nighttime. So you can't really learn from this pasuk because Mimanavshach, if the arriving light is considered Tchilas Hayayim, then the arrival of darkness should be considered Laila. Elam Rabzeir Mahacha. Let's go to another pasuk. Vanachno Isin B'malacha. They were involved in the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, who engaged in construction, v'chetshe machzikim b'ramachim, and half of the people there are holding on to the spears, they're guarding the workers. This went on the entire day. Me'leis ha-shachar, starting from dawn, atzeis ha-gachavim, until the stars are visible. So apparently, that's considered a day's work. From aloyes till tzeis. Vaymer, another pasuk. V'ha'ilenu ha'layla le'mishmar. V'ayem le'malacha. Nighttime was for guarding, for watching. Daytime for work. My vaymer, what's the point of the added pasuk? V'chitema, perhaps you can say. Don't bring me a riot from the first pasuk. True. They worked from alisa shach all the way to tesek gachav. They put in extra hours, extra long day of work. Due to their excitement in building the Beis HaMikdash. V'chitema, perhaps you can say that halachically, that's not considered. The unit of day doesn't start from Aleis HaShachar all the way to Tzeitzit Gechavim. Misha'olam Ad HaShachar, love Yimamahu. Perhaps halachically, daytime doesn't start from Aleis HaShachar. Perhaps you have to have the presence of the sun starting from Meitzach Hamo. U'mechi Arva Shim Shalelya. Conversely, perhaps, as soon as the sun sets, as soon as we have Shkia Sechama, nighttime begins. So perhaps it's meant to be a shortened day. Starting from Neitz till Shkia, that's it. Because perhaps day is determined by the sun's presence, which only starts from Neitz Sechama, concludes by Shkia Sechama. V'inu makad mi machashchi. Yeah, those workers, they were all excited. They would get up early, they would come start working by Lisa Shachar before daybreak, before the Yom actually began. And they stayed late, Machashchi, until Tzeitzit Gechavim passed the end of the day. So what's the right from there? Tashma, that's why we have the actual Pasuk. V'hoylanu ha'layla mishma v'yem melacha. Pasuk is adding that when they worked, that was considered Yom. Yom is melacha. When did they work? They started from Lisa Shachar all the way to Tzeitzit Gechavim. So you see, the day is really an expanded day. As soon as you're experiencing some light, daytime has arrived. And it carries on as long as you still have light in the sky. Even past Shkia Sechama, the presence of light is considered daytime. And nighttime only arrives when there's no trace of light any longer. It starts twinkling, and it's fully dark. So this is Esakasha. If it's so clear to us that Kaimalon, that Tzeitzit Gechavim, makes light, night, so what's the pshat that is machlekes regarding Bein HaShemashos? The Gemara Shabbos tells us there's something called Bein HaShemashos, twilight zone, between day and night. So after Shkia, until Tzeitz, it's Bein HaShemashos, period of uncertainty. And there's a whole machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi there. How long does Ben Hashmosheh stretch for? What do you mean? It's pretty clear. As soon as you have the stars out, it's nighttime. Until then, it's day. Stasis says, because the Gemara there tells us that when we speak about Tzeset Kechavim, we are referring to certain stars. Not too large, which are visible during daytime, not too small, which you have a hard time seeing even at night. Something in between, medium-sized stars. And that creates the uncertainty. What exactly is considered Beinoni? So there's a period in time where we're not sure. And the question is, how long does that period stretch for? Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, everyone has different opinions. And that's the basis of the concept of Bein Hashmashos. Continues the Mishnah. Kol Yom Kashal Kriyas HaMegillah. One can read the Megillah the entire day of Purim, from morning to night. So although L'chatchila, as Rashi brings, it's reason Magdim L'mitzvahs, but technically, the Zman stretches the entire day. But L'Kriyas HaHalal, likewise when it comes to Halal, K'yash Shofar, blowing Shofar. Now the Meiri points out that unlike the previous Mishnah, where we had pretty much discussed things which can take place anytime, even after that day is over, Mila and Tefillah, except for Kriyas HaMegillah. Otherwise, the other items on the list are things which aren't really limited to today. Here, we're discussing primarily things which expire after the day is over. Kriyas HaHalal, it's only today, not tomorrow. Tkiyas Shofar, Tefillas Luluv, all these things can be performed anytime throughout the day. Ul Tefillas HaMasafen, to Daven Musaf, Ulu Musaf, the actual Karban Musaf in the Migdash, Ulu Bidya Parim, confessing over the Parim, Rashi says, the Par Helen Dovashal Tzibur, various Kabbarnas which the Tzibur or the Kohen Gadol will bring upon transgressing a serious Aver. So the Vidya can take place any time from morning to night. Ulu Vidya Meiser, on the Erev Pesach of the 4th and the 7th year, you get up and you make a Vidya, I addressed all my master obligations. So again, that takes place only during daytime. Ulu Vidya Makipurim, Kohen Gadol's Vidya Yom Kippur over the Karbanis. L'smicha, leaning on the Karban, L'shchita, L'tnufa, waving the Karban back and forth, up and down, L'gosha, taking the Mincha and making contact with the Mizbeach, the Mar of Durham corner of the Mizbeach, L'kmitza, scooping out that palmful of Mincha, it's like the corresponds to the Shchita in the Karban, L'aktara, B'makta the Kmitza, L'malika, this is sort of the shchita of the bird with the Kain's nail. L'kabbalah, be makabal dam of the korbanos, ulazoya, applying the dam on the mizbeach, lashkoya soita, nisha was straight, she drinks the mei soita, only by day. L'orifa se'egla, you find a person who was killed on the road, murderer unknown, the city nearby has to bring a korban, and be oirif, this egla, to behead this calf. That only takes place by day. Ulatara sa mitzera, the whole process of the mitzera's tahara with a bird, etc. So all these things are meant to be done during daytime. Kol ha'layla, kasher. What about at night? You can bring the kasher l'ktira sa'imer. You can cut the barley for the aimer mincha. So this is only kasher at night. Ulek techalam bevarim. Suppose you have leftover fats or parts of karbanis. So you can do it. You can makriv it throughout the night. Zaklal, this is the rule of thumb. Dabar shemitzvasa b'yayim, kasher kol hayom. Something which is meant to be done during yayim, you can do it any time throughout the day. Dabar shemitzvasa b'layla, kasher kol layla. Conversely, something which is meant to be done at night can be done throughout the entire night. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam that when we say k'tira so'im is kasher at night, it goes together with sfira so'im. So one and the same is man. And therefore he says, based on our Mishnah, if one forgets Sefirah So'imer at night, he cannot recount. He can't do it by day. But he brings, Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu, from the Bahag, that, so Rabbeinu Tam says, Lo yivarech b'yayim. It seems like he's going to redo it. He can count by day, but not with a brach. And Bahag says clearly, that if one forgets at night, he should be mayna lamacha b'loy bracha v'chein alacha. He should count the next day, but without a bracha. Because actually, there's another Mishnah Menaches. They bring another Mishnah that But the Evad, Tfiras Ayin by Day is also kosher, which also means that Tfiras Ayin by Day is kosher. So Chatchil, we follow our Mishnah, but it seems like Bidi Evad, you can count by day, but don't do it with a bracha. Oh, now the Bahag adds that this only applies if he forgets at night. But let's say he forgot an entire day. He skipped one day of Sefer HaSayimah, night and day. Then going forward, he should not count with a bracha, because we need tamimais. It needs to be a complete set of 49 days, and you don't have it if you missed one day. So in fact, this is brought to l'halacha l'maisa. L'chatchila, we count at night. If it's already the next day, then you count without a bracha, because it's not the ideal way of counting. Right? So you don't make a bracha. The Rashita is not meant to count by day, but you can still continue counting the next day with a bracha. I believe because it's a sfek sveka, the double suffix involved. Firstly, perhaps you're yaitze if you count by day as well. There's a Mishnah Menachah, so you're yaitze. Perhaps that works. And number two, even if you skip the entire day, night and day, the Rashita is that you can still continue counting because every day is a separate mitzvah. We don't consider it like a one package. So there's double uncertainty here. Right? In a case where he skipped the night but he did it the next morning, there's a double suffix. Perhaps he's yaitzin that way as well. And even if he's not, perhaps that will not prevent him from continuing to count. So we continue counting on the following day with a bracha. Interesting. Tosfos concludes with the Yiratzin. He says, after this verse, I mean, we say, Yiratzin Shibonim Beis HaMikdash. Why don't we find it said by other brach, by other mitzvahs, tzkiyah shofar, lulav, where the shofar experience and lulav experience in the Beis HaMikdash was way more enhanced than we have it today. For instance, shofar in the Mikdash was even on Shabbos, lulav was all throughout all 7 days, minat Torah. We don't have that today. So why is it that dafka by Sefer HaSayimah we say, Yiratzin Shibonim Beis HaMikdash, Meri Yemeinu? So Tosfos says, "V'hainu time v'she'ein ato el haskor l'binyan beis hamikdash." Aval shayfer lulav ish asiya. Now, first, I'll explain what Tosfos means like this: the Sefiras Ayin nowadays, although it's a mitzvah not Torah, but remember, it's meant to be connected to the actual bringing of the Ayin, which we don't have today. So, I'm missing a very vital element, very important component of this mitzvah package. We have the Sefirah without the asiya. That's why we say Yiratzin Shibonim Beis HaMikdash. Because the fact that we have to do an incomplete mitzvah evokes those feelings of yearning. And it brings about the remembrance, the askara. It's a good opportunity to daven. That indeed in the future we should be zeichet to fulfill this mitzvah b'shleimus. Something which we don't have the opportunity to do today. But when it comes to Shefer and Lulav, even in Atira, you are fulfilling a proper mitzvah. Because the first day of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah natur to shake a lulav elsewhere, wherever you are, even outside the Mikdash, shefer as well. So there is a proper fulfillment of the mitzvah of shefer and lulav, even bizman hazeh. Nothing wrong with what you're doing. You'd like to do more. You'd like to shake lulav all 7 days in the Mikdash. But what you're doing is a full mitzvah. Sending by shefer, and therefore we don't add the Yiratzin by those mitzvahs. Interesting pshat and tesis. Okay, continues the Gemara. Minol, let's go back to the first item. Kriyas HaMikilah. Kriyas HaMikilah takes place by Yom, the entire day. Tam HaKroah by Yom HaElun, Niskar V'Nasim. Like we had on Amud Aleph. Which indicates that it's a daytime mitzvah. L'Kriyas HaHalal. T'chsiv B'Mizrach Shemesh HaNevoyoy. You can read Halal from sunrise to sunset. Reis Yomer, Zayim Masah Hashem, throughout the entire Yom. Until Asluv, Tachsiv, Ulkach Tamachem Bayom Rishon. Clearly, until Asluv has to be taken by day. Utkiyah Shefer, Tachsiv Yom Truah Yelachem. It's a daytime mitzvah. Ulum Asafim, Tachsiv Varyam Biyomai. Korban Masaf is Dafka by day. Utfilat Masafim. Why is it connected to daytime? Ki Musafim Shavi Rabban. Although Tefillah HaMusaf is only the Rabbanon, the Chachamim will masak in the Tefillah in line with the Zman of the Karban, which is a daytime experience. Ulavidi Parim. What about Vidi, all those Parim, Parhelam, Davashal Tzibur, etc., the Yolav Kapara, Kaparim, Yom Kippurim. We connect it to Yom Kippur through Exer Shabbat using the words Kapar. The Sanya. Gabi Yom Kippurim, Vechipur Ba'adi Bad Beisai. But Yom Kippur says the Kohen Gadol will be Machaper, atoned for himself and his family. The two ways to learn this. Is the Kapara speaking about the Kaparas Adam, the Akrava? No, the Kaparas Dvarim Akasim Medaber. He atones by expression, by the vidi. And we connect that to the vidi of the other parim, Paralim Davashot Tzibur, Parakar Mashiach, where there's a lashon of kapar as well. Just as by Yom Kippur, it's by day. There as well, it's by day. How do we know it's by day? The kapar b'yimamu, b'chsiv, b'yim azeh, yichapar aleichem. It's clear that Yom Kippur, he achieves kapara by day. Asks Tesis Akasha. Typically, vidui and smicha leaning on the curtain, all considered part of the same experience. And as we're going to learn soon, smicha certainly is a daytime mitzvah. So why does the Gemara have to bring another raya? The vidui Yom Kippur is dafka by day. The fact is that it's connected to smicha, which is a daytime mitzvah. So this has a chiddush. Perhaps I can be machalik. You see, typically, anytime a person brings a carbon, he's saimich on it, he relates to it, he's misvada, he turns it into his own personal representative to Hashem, he expresses his remorse, his tshuva, his idea through the carbon. That's your typical carbon. Yom Kippur is different, because Yom Kippur is a Yom Kippur, the day requires vidi. It's not that the carbon per se is instigating, is generating the chiv vidi. Yom Kippur is a man of tshuva and kapar. The video relates to the yom itself, and perhaps if that's the case, you can't do it the entire day. A certain system, there's a seder you have to follow. As the Gemara Yuma tells us, there's a system to the avoidance of Yom Kippur. What comes first, what comes second. And therefore, says Tosfos, the Gemara has to bring a raya that no, even video Yom Kippur is kosher the entire day. No different than in any other video. Continues the Gemara, will be the master. How do we know it's meant to be done by day? And nearby the Pasuk says, we learn that it's a daytime mitzvah. So leaning on the karm is connected to shchit. So zvicha, shchit takes place only by day. By extension, smicha as well. What about tenufa, waving the carbon back and forth? So by Omer the pasuk says b'yayim. We connect all the other menachos to Omer as well. Ulahagasha, connecting it to the mizbeach. Ishlus with tenufa. Torah connects it to tenufa, which is only by day. Tchsiv v'lokachayim yad isha. Es menachas haknois v'heinef v'hikriv. V'hikriv means hagasha, taking the kli with the mincha, just touching the mizbeach with it. So Hanafa and Hakrova go together, and just like Tunufa is by day, as we just proved, Hagasha as well. What about the other items? Wilumlika, Wala Kmitza, Walaktor, Wala Zoya Dhsiv, Biyoim Tsavoisa is Bnei Yisrael. So he was Mitzavadam, Biyoim. And the Pasuk says, Lahakrib is Karbanaim Lashem b'midbar Sinai. How does that teach us these items of Malika and Kmitza, etc.? So perhaps let's go up to Rashi. 12 lines on the bottom of the Amud. B'yam tzavayis, l'hakrav is karbanim, v'chol han yakrov es karbanim. Says Rashi Chiddush, all these activities, malika, kmitza, ktora, and zaya, are variations of akrov es karban. Why? D'ilak toras kemetz akrovi. What does the term akrova mean? Akrova means bring close. Bring close to what? To Hashem, by way of the mizbeach. So anything that relates to the Mizbeach, directly or indirectly, is considered a Hakrav. Haktaras HaKmitza is certainly a Hakrav. It's on the Mizbeach. What about the Kmitza itself? Well, Kmitza is Kishlak Torah. We find the Pasuk connects the Masa Kmitza to the Haktar of the Kmitza. Tichsiv v'kamatz v'hikter. So Kmitza is deemed a preparatory act, an enablement of the Hakrav. You're making the Kmitza of Haktar. So that also is considered a Hakrav. What about the Malikas Oif? Malikas of Azyasek Achas. We find that Malika and Hazoya go together. Vazoyase Yakrovase, and certainly applying the Dhamma on the Mizbeach is the Akrova. And again, the Malika is enabling the Dhamma for Akrova. So it's considered Akrova as well. Kabbalah Stam Hakrava Karla. Likewise, receiving the dam of a carbon in a kli is also considered Hakrava. You again, you're enabling the dam from you. The Raman says, V'hikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim sadam. They're making the dam into a carbon. What does a carbon mean? Something going on the Mizbeach. Dam amar v'hikrivu zu Kabbalah sadam. So according to the first Pshat in Rashi, V'yom sevoizis b'nei Yisrael, l'hakrivus karbonim l'Hashem includes all carbon activities. Things that are taking place on the Mizbeach, or immediately preceding the Akrava of the Mizbeach, things which enable the Akrava. Inam, another Pshat in Rashi is, that the word Lahakrav in this Pasuk is called Tzorchei Akrav, anything which is needed for the Akrava, anything which is vital, which is crucial for the Akrava experience. Kmitz, Omalika, V'Kabbalah, Kulin, Tzorchei Akravahen, V'Efsha B'Leihen, you can't have a carbon without these things. Avala Gosha Tnufa, Einan Me'akven. Why then do we need a Pasuk, a special Pasuk for Agosha and Tnufa? Because although they're mitzvahs, but they're not Me'akven, don't disqualify the carbon, they're not included in the Hakrav's carbon name. Taisa Asakashi says, what about Shechita? Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that Shechita is B'yayim? Isn't it a pretty crucial aspect of the Karban? So Taisa says, you're right, but Shechita is Lav Avodah. You see that even a non-Kohen can do it. So although it's vital and it's needed, but it isn't technically classified as an Avodah, therefore perhaps it doesn't have to take place during the Yom Avodah. And that's why we need a special Pasuk. Continues the Gemara, two lines on the bottom. Ulashkoya soita, giving the soita this water to drink, only by day. Asya teira teira. We learn it by way of exera shavi, using the word teira. Ksiv hacha v'asala ha-koin es ha-kala teira azois. The koin performs this whole teira, including giving her this water to drink. Uksiv hasam, elsewhere we have a pasig, apia teira, asher yirucha, v'ala mishpat. So we see teira and mishpat go together, and we know that mishpat is dafka b'yayim. Ma mishpat b'yayim, afkan b'yayim, just as mishpat. Conducting it in Torah is only meant to take place by day. Rashi brings the raya, vayibya mechilas banav. So inheritance, all mishpat activities take place dafka by day. Afkan bayam here as well. We say Torah, whether it's in that pasuk or by us, by soita, Torah is connected to mishpat, which requires yam. Okay, so briefly, what did we learn? We have a chalek is regarding a cut to reading the Megillah. Rabbi Dalal, Chacham Donalal, we can't bring a raya from those stories, Emirim Raya Menachatan, and certainly we can't bring a raya from Yehuda was a Mati. How do we define Yom and Laila? Yom begins at Alayis HaShachar, Laila at Seis HaGecham. We had a Mishnah with a long list of mitzvahs and activities, mitzvahs by Yom, kosher kol Yom, and things which are mitzvahs by Laila, kosher kol Laila. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.